You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Peas in a Pod with myself,
Did
Teddy
Mellencamp. Did you just say two peas?
I think I said two T's.
That sounded like two P's.
Two P's in a pod, Pamela and Portia. two T's in a pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. What is going on, Teddy? It's one of those days.
It's been kind of one of those weeks. I feel like a lot has been going on.
It has.
Well, you got a bunny.
I got a bunny. So weird. So Sophia really wanted some kind of little animal for herself that she can keep in her room. And she was trying to talk me into a cat. Eddie's allergic to cats. And I'm like, you don't want a cat that's just going to be in your room and can't leave that, you know, roam the rest of the house.
Yeah,
and it will stink. And so she found those little teeny tiny lopped-eared rabbits, I think they're called. I don't even know the name of it. So cute. And she's like, Mom, there's a guy that's selling them in Ladera where we live. And I'm like, literally within 10 minutes, I'm like, okay. She was like, I'll buy it. I'll pay for it. Fricker was $200 for a little.
What?
$200. We're about 700 in now that we just bought it. It's new prime real estate.
Not.
I know. And I'm like, okay, but her name is Ringo because Sophia is a huge Beatles fan.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's so cute. It makes her happy. And she's one of those kids that needs something to snuggle with. And Bronx is, you know, 100 pounds.
And he's not,
allowed on her bed. Yeah.
Not. Well, I was actually considering today because for those of y'all that don't know, it's the MTV Awards tonight. And Tam invited me as her date. And but she's going to be sleeping over. And I was thinking, should I make Tam sleep in the bird room?
Do I get between you and Edwin, or do I get on this side?
I was like, should I make Tam sleep in the room with the birds? But then I was like, no, give her the other room.
I have a feeling we'll have a few drinks tonight and I won't care where I'm sleeping.
You'll be like in the car. I'll see you in the morning when I'm taking the kids to school. Hey.
Okay. So I woke up nervous as hell.
Why?
Because I've never presented ever in my life. I mean, the only thing I've ever done is gone on stage with the A-List Awards back in the day for Bravo. So this is the very first time that I'm going to be on stage. And I don't know why. It just suddenly like hit me in my stomach. I woke up and got nervous. And I haven't had this kind of like anxiety in forever. So I took some CBD, some Alka-Seltzer, hot shower.
Do they tell you what you're going to say yet?
No.
We'll be presenting at Wango Tango as well, 5 Seconds of Summer. So you have two presentations.
I feel like tonight I will, you know, my nerves will be like, oh, I could do this. On Saturday, I'll be fine because I've already done one. I've had one, you know.
What you're going to do
books.
Every time that you get, I like your nerves always end up being a good thing.
I guess. So it's me, Dorinda, and Taylor Armstrong. But it looks like I looked at all the presenters. It's literally like a mini BravoCon.
I know. I looked at all the presenters as well. I was like, Southern Charm. I mean, every single.
I think the only, there was Selling Sunset, obviously it's on Netflix. And there was another show that I wasn't sure of. But most of it's Bravo. Bravo.
Wow.
I have a feeling we're going to be handing Teresa an award.
Oh, I'll take a picture of it.
And I hear that Bethany's getting like the Lifetime Achievement Award or something, like whatever it is in reality world. That's what I heard. I don't know if we're supposed to say that though.
Well, by the time.
Well, I could say this. There is a housewife, ex-housewife, that's getting a big award.
Oh, an ex-housewife.
Ex-housewife that's getting a big award tonight. So I don't know if I'm allowed to say because it doesn't air for a couple days. I'm not going to say. And
how is she even going to like fit her head through the door? It's going to be so big after this.
She's been carrying a big head for a while.
This is going to be a real situation.
Which housewife doesn't have a big head?
Oh, she will. Yeah. Bethany Frankel will make her status official by receiving the Reality Royalty Award.
That's what I heard.
And hopefully she can keep her head size in check after winning this award because, well, as a rumor would have it, this award was actually supposed to go to Andy, but he didn't want to come to LA and leave his kids in New York City on his birthday.
Yeah.
By the way, we dressed up for you guys today. This wasn't even planned that we're in robes.
So funny. Because I'm like, right after this, I mean, every second of my day is accounted for. So right after this glam comes, I have to get ready, then get dressed. I think I'm going to put my dress on at your house, though.
Yeah, if not, it's going to be too uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in it for too many hours. And then what do we do? Who are we hanging out with post MTV Awards?
Well, I left that upon you because I don't know LA like you do. So I know that Dorinda wanted to know where we were going to go to dinner. I think maybe you should call Craig and see if he can hold the place for 75 Bravo reality.
75 messy reality. Either fired or current housewives. Right. It sounds good. I doubt it'll get anywhere. We won't be called thirsty or anything. So that should be good. We'll go somewhere low key like Craig's.
Yeah,
they're not available.
Nobody will ever know. We'll never see us.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We got to get into recaps.
Yeah. Should we go to Beverly Hills?
Should we go to Beverly Hills? Okay.
Here we go. A lot went down.
So.
Started out, they're still in Palm Desert. Now, I am royally confused about this secret.
Yes. Crystal says Sutton said something dark that she can't reveal before her conflict with Sutton last year. Okay.
I don't know that you should. Do you know? Do you know what it is?
I've heard. Ish.
Ish.
But I'm not going to say what it is.
Yeah,
obviously.
Let's not blow a storyline.
I'm not going to blow the storyline. But you can't do that.
Well, it was very confusing to me. And it's like, I'm going to drop a bomb, but I'm not going to tell you what it's about. And you got to guess. And of course, everybody's mind's going to the worst possible place. And there's more going on. And then every time Crystal was talking, she was just talking in circles.
Well, I mean, there were times that I could, One, like, because we're going to skip around here because I guess we're just going to focus on Crystal to start.
Well, it's a lot.
It's a lot. But like when Crystal's in Palm Desert explaining it, you can tell that, you know, she's getting kind of emotional. But she obviously planned to say that. But this goes back to, once you say that, everybody wants to know what it is. I mean, even Erica was like, what is it?
What is it? It's kind of what it reminded me of you breaking the news to Denise Richards at the table.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was one of those things like, I know something you don't know.
Yeah, I know. So, but imagine if I didn't break the news to her that night, made her sleep on it.
I know.
All that. But this is the other thing. Sutton wasn't even there for this conversation. And Sutton and Crystal are supposedly, you know, these new besties.
Right. Right. I absolutely love when Kyle went up to Sutton and was like, are you okay with, like, she forgot for a minute, who the hell's fighting right now? Crystal, are you okay? I go, I've had those moments where you're like, okay, I'm going to get the story rolling. Teddy, are you okay with who's she fighting with?
Hold on. But I would be pissed about this too. Like, you don't remember because you were drunk.
Oh, I know. And then Kyle's face, she's like,
the head tilt. But also, it's on camera. So either we're going to see it or we're not.
So for sure it's on camera. You know it's on camera.
I don't know for sure it's on camera, but if it happened during that same exact time of that conversation, it's on camera. Whether or not they show it.
I'm confused to when this conversation happened.
The same night as when Crystal and Sutton got into it last season.
Okay, so it was last season. Okay.
Yes, it was last season. She's been holding on to it.
Oh boy.
But then here's,
oh boy, Crystal.
Here's where, you know, I can say that Garcelle was working this episode. She
made her paycheck this episode. She was good.
She was good. But the only thing is, you can't call somebody a shitster when you're ultimately doing the
queen shitster. Yeah, you have the golden spoon.
And I appreciate it. Believe me, I appreciated the fact that Kyle and Garcelle moved story along, because if not, we would have been sitting there having the same exact conversation about the weather.
Right.
Like, they needed to move it. I mean, but Garcelle was dropping bombs left and right. Even the FaceTime with her son and then talking about Lisa Vanderpump.
I didn't know Lisa Vanderpump's name was going to be brought up. And then you see in the press that Garcelle is out with Lisa Vanderpump recently. And I'm like, what's going on here? Now it's kind of all making sense.
But then you also see in the press that Garcelle, well, not even in the press, you see on Instagram, you saw that Garcelle, Denise, and Sutton were all together.
I mean, ultimate shit stirs right there. They are.
I mean, you can just tell. Exactly.
They're licking that spoon.
We got to use that. I love a good shit stir, but you can't drop it in confessional if that's what you're doing
yourself.
Do you
think that Denise will want her job back?
I don't know.
She's got a few friends.
Maybe. But I ultimately think Denise was very hard to deal with in regards to like production stuff. She would say she was going to show up. They'd get her a hotel room. Like they did special things for Denise and then she wouldn't show up.
Gotcha.
So like if I can only say if it were me, I don't know that I would make that big of an effort for somebody who could quit at any moment.
Yeah. Well, I will say that I was very impressed with Garcelle this episode. She was really moving the storyline along and coming up with those one-liners. Is a fixer and a stir.
But I also
Did Sutton say that or did Garcelle say that?
No, Garcelle in her confessional said did this move.
Okay.
I thought Sutton was likable this episode. But once we got to Sutton's store and she had her dress on backwards.
Okay. I'm like, I know I'm no couture girl, but that dress is on fucking backwards.
I'm like, this whole, you could tell we're not couture girls because I was looking at that. And I was like, whoa.
I mean, if you can't buy it on Revolve, I probably won't buy it, right?
I know. I was thinking today, I was like, how many other people are going to be in the dress that I'm wearing tonight? But I can see both sides of Garcelle and Crystal because you know, now it's being left open to interpretation, which I think is almost worse. But in that same token, you can see that Sutton doesn't want it out there. Sutton knows exactly what it is.
Well, the previews for next week, you can tell she has legit fear on her face when she, like, she's pissed.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see next week's episode.
But can we talk a little bit about Diana?
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Because I really liked her the first episode.
I'm on the fence.
It's getting a little bit hard for me as we continue on, because I want to see lifestyle. I appreciate.
I don't want to see bragging, and I don't want to see, like, I get, like, we need all types of girls, you know, across the board, but she's just really unrelatable. And by saying,
I've never been to a store in 13 years and then store, having the assistant double down. And then she's very well spoken. Like, so I think she, even sitting there when she did the thing about the worms, like, I think she knew what they were saying. And then she also then posted about the worms. Like, that's all I'm going to say about this episode. So my guess is she's not loving how that came out either, because I don't think, you know, watching that back, I wouldn't love watching that.
No, I wouldn't either. I'm gonna not pass judgment on her yet, because she's still kind of new on the show, but I worry, I said that last week, that I worry that people are not gonna like her and she's gonna have a hard time with it because she is not relatable anything like this.
We have to rephrase. I think the housewives will like her, but I think the viewers are going to have a hard time. Like,
I think that's what I meant.
I think all of the women like Diana.
Yeah, I think she's likable, but she's.
But it's when she's not with the women and she's talking, you know, about her life. And it's.
I have a problem with somebody that always talks about themselves.
Yeah,
that bugs me. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. Then we get to Dorit is still working on healing. She's attending Sutton's event, and seeing the red carpet overwhelms her. I interviewed her the week before at Kyle's store, but I think in her mind, that was her one interview she was going to do, blah, blah, blah. But I'm glad she ended up seeing the therapist and doing the EMDR, and they showed that, and you can really see where she's struggling. But I think also it's hard for us as viewers to really know what she's going through. But I mean, every time I've ever been to Sutton's, there's been paparazzi, a red carpet, and so I don't think that's shocking news.
Yeah, I mean, it's Beverly Hills. They do that for every party. But yeah, I mean, it was sad to see her. And I think that we're going to be seeing a lot of this with Dorit throughout the season. And I mean, hopefully she's doing better by now, but that's something hard to get over.
And then the other part of the episode that made me really sad was when they start talking about Lois.
Yeah. So Lois had not passed away at that point, right?
She was in hospice had a stroke. So that's when Rinna had gone up there.
And I literally teared up when I listened to Kyle talk about her mom.
I know.
Taking care of her mom. That was heartbreaking.
I know.
How long ago did her mom pass away? How old was she?
Young. A long time.
She was young. Oh, gosh.
I know.
I can imagine.
It's really sad.
How about Erica not going to the party?
Erica not going to the party.
Statement.
But fully glammed sitting at her house. I love that part.
Fully glammed sitting at her house saying, and that's what I thought. I'm like, wait a minute. You just said, I'm so glad I don't have to get made up today. And I'm like, wait, is that not made up? Because that's really my made up look.
This is how you know when Dorit or, you know, Erica aren't glammed, they have sunglasses on. Or, you know, it's like, come on.
I know.
But ultimately, what did you think of the episode?
It was good.
It wasn't something.
It wasn't the best. It wasn't the most entertaining, but I thought it was, you know, it was good.
So let's go through fan thoughts. Crystal needs to realize her word choices affect others. I mean, majority of our fan thoughts are about Crystal.
Yeah, I... It wasn't a good look for Crystal this episode. I adore Crystal, but I thought that this week, like dropping that little bomb and then not explaining it was stupid.
But I think also for Garcelle to step in and say, you know, like say to Sutton, watch out for your new best friend, you know, like, when now we see what's going on, like, how is this going to progress? Because Garcelle was pushing her on this.
Well, you know, dark is a loaded word. Dark. You think dark. You think something really bad. And I worry that she's going to come back and say, like, oh, she said she was a bitch. Well, that's not dark. You know what I mean? I just worry about some of her word choices.
So with Crystal, her emotions read to me as severe pain of not being accepted into the group. And I could be totally wrong on this, but that's the way it feels. And that's why this is coming out a year later. And it's not fully being expressed to the way that the audience is seeing. And that's why so many people are having such an over-the-top reaction to it. Like, she's so full of drama, but I think it's just residual feelings of just not being accepted into the group. I don't know. I think we're going to have to see it play out. But I think ultimately what you're seeing is an uncomfortableness between Crystal and the rest of the cast.
Yeah, she's kind of isolating herself a little bit.
She's isolating herself. And
which is never good.
And knowing her from a different friend group, it's very strange to see, because she's not like she has more friends than anyone I know. You know what I mean? Like, she's really always social. She's always doing stuff. Like, I'm actually an introvert and she is not that way. She's at every party. She's at every event. So it is.
I would rather eat dirt than go to parties usually.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not my thing.
I know. I work most of the time. We're in bed at 8 o'clock texting.
I am. I went to bed. My Aura ring told me I went to bed at 6 o'clock the other night.
Just laying really still.
I got 10. No, I did. I went to bed at 6 o'clock. I didn't feel good. I was like, this week I've been feeling a little off. So, but I had my COVID test for tonight and all is well.
I know. We're all good there. The next one, I mean, we kind of already talked about all these fan thoughts.
Yeah. I think
Crystal creates drama in a passive aggressive way. Crystal has to say what's so dark. Her word choices are always dramatic. Why is Dorit getting mad at Sutton's event? I think they're being nasty to Sutton, and why is Garcelle stirring the pot? I didn't actually think anybody was really being I mean,
no.
None of the other women seemed to really be being nasty to Sutton. No. They were giving her the benefit of the doubt at this point.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oh my God. Can we move on to Dubai?
We have to take a little break and we'll come back and do Dubai.
For the love. There is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time. And the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, here we are back to talk about Dubai. First and foremost, I have never seen a housewife show that looked so expensive.
Oh my God. I was telling Eddie that this morning. I go, you would die if you saw Dubai. Like, and he goes, of course, there's so much money there. I go, this show had to have been so expensive to produce because they are just pulling out every fancy bell and whistle they possibly can, from their interview looks to everything is everything. So
I mean, everything was like glittery, and I feel like even their confessionals, there's like face tuned.
I know. Like, I'm telling you, like, this show makes Beverly Hills look like middle class.
Yeah, like it is, they are so over the top.
I won't even tell you what it makes Orange County look like.
Well, let's talk about the women really quickly. Do you have an, okay, so there's Caroline Stanberry, who we already had on the show.
Yes.
There's Chanel Ian, who goes by Ian.
That was confusing to me. I'm like, what, isn't her name Chanel? But okay, Ian. Yes.
And I liked her at the beginning of the episode, and by the end of the episode, I was already exhausted by her.
I know. I can't handle somebody that talks about themselves constantly. And she, like, this girl, I don't know if it's an act.
That's how I felt. Like,
I almost came off as an act. Like, I'm the bad bitch. I'm this. I'm that. I'm that. I'm here. I'm not talking about this unless, you know, I'm in this conversation. I wasn't there, so we're not talking about it. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, I mean, that was a lot. Then Caroline Stanberry, the beginning scene with her and Sergio, and I read this, like, I feel like maybe Christian Grace no posted or something, but he said, like, or maybe I forget who it was, but it said something like, who says their dog peed in the bed and then still sits in the bed?
It still sleeps in it. Yeah.
It's like
oh, I mean, Vicky peed in my bed and I still slept in it.
You did?
The other side. It was just a few drops on one side, but you know, after 15 shots of tequila and
it can happen.
Yeah.
Lisa, and I have to say that she is my front runner favorite at the moment.
Is she the one from, I actually wrote down their names. Is she the one from Texas? Oh, she's the one from Jamaica.
Yeah. And why I like her is I feel like we would actually be friends with her.
Okay, so my favorite was the real estate agent, Brooks, Caroline Brooks.
Oh, Brooks. Well, I loved Brooks until we got to the end scene.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
why?
I think
she, why didn't you like the end scene?
When they're all sitting around the dinner table and, you know, Ayanna's obviously very worked up about not being invited to the hen party.
Hen party, which is the first man I ever knew what that was.
But not being invited to the hen party. And then Brooks just like keeps like hammering it in. And I was just like, come on. Like, we know you guys don't like each other. We know that you said that it wasn't important to you. I mean, I like her. It's not that I don't like her. I just already picked my favorite. So
your favorite is?
Lisa. Even though I might be saying her name wrong. Am I saying the name right, guys?
L-E-S-A, right? Lisa? Yeah. Lisa? Yeah.
And then there's Sarah who came into the episode a little later.
A little late. And she's the only one that's actually from Dubai, right?
I think so. And also, but you guys, I have to say, it's Lisa.
Well, it's spelled L-E-S-A, so it's confusing. So it's not your fault.
So, but I am going to apologize. Lisa. And now I will never make the mistake again. And so those of y'all who are going to send me 5,000 DMs.
Because she's
going
to send her an email telling her she needs to change her name to L-I-S-A.
You know, there's different. It's like my name. Everyone thinks T-E-D-D-Y, but it's still pronounced the same. But either way.
Yeah. I really liked her. And I liked Sarah and Nina. Weren't those the two that came in together?
Nina came in at the beginning.
Yeah, but they did that scene together.
Yeah, but then they did the scene together with their kids. And so far, you know, we're just kind of getting to know them. Should we go through their taglines really quick?
Sure.
Okay.
Go first.
All right, Caroline. In the city of gold, nothing shines brighter than me.
Okay. Do you like that one?
I mean, that's hard to say with
that.
That's
what I don't get. Lisa, the only thing you can take from me are my notes.
She's saying like you should take notes.
You should take notes. Okay.
Nina, if you think money can't buy you happiness, you clearly haven't been to Dubai.
Okay. I actually want to go to Dubai now that
I know I do too. Yeah. Even though there are certain things that obviously they said, and I was like, that's a little bit frightening.
I know. And this is Ayan.
Yeah.
Chanel. Can't we just call her Chanel? Why doesn't she go by Chanel? That's a great name. They don't hate me because I'm beautiful. They hate me because they are basic.
Even her tagline
is obnoxious.
I know.
I'm not going to say anything because every single one of them followed me last night on Twitter.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really go on Twitter very much, but I doubt they followed me. Caroline Brooks, the desert is ruthless, but nothing is more savage than me.
I like that one.
I like it.
Sarah, a woman should be two things. Who and what she wants. Oh, that one's good.
Yeah, that's whatever. Yeah. Okay. So then the show's best moments is Caroline could not marry Sergio in Dubai since she is Jewish and divorced and he is Catholic. So they had to leave Dubai to go get married on an island. And then they're throwing another wedding in Dubai. So that's what we're seeing. We saw the past marriage. Then we're seeing this.
So they couldn't officially get married in Dubai. So they ran off, got married, and they're going to have like a pretend marriage. Why wouldn't they just come back and have like a reception or something or a party?
Well, she was saying it's because it's his first wedding and he wants to have a big wedding.
Okay. He's really into the filming.
What about when he said he leaned into her and said, "What? Like, you're the love of my life. No one can hear us right." I'm like, one, yes, we can.
Yes.
Two, I honestly cringed.
So I have a question for you. I didn't have time to go back and look at the footage, but I could have sworn they said like he's 27, like in subtitles, and she's 45.
She's
late in her interview, she's like, I'm 43.
She did say she was 43. I don't know.
Maybe I just didn't.
She said she was 43, but then she said something about the age difference. I thought he was really like with the flashbacks. I thought he was really cute with her kids. But I thought the hen party, him, like, if you're going to be the only husband at the hen party.
Oh my gosh, that is so weird. And she, and
like, bring all the games of your friends. Like, I didn't understand.
There should have been guys there, not just him.
Well, I know.
Maybe they did it for the shock value. I don't know, but it was weird. I was thinking, like, there's just no way in hell Eddie would have sat there during that party and played
games.
But also, try to put the hot dog in the bottle. I've never even seen that game before.
But then
I feel like we might try that tonight.
I know. Should we try it? But then even when I forget one of the girls, not Caroline, is trying to stick the pole in the hole on him.
I know.
And I'm like, no.
So I was a little shocked when they talked about alcohol in Dubai. You can get it in the restaurants and the hotels, but you can't get it in convenience stores.
Or what about that, like, having strippers are illegal, but then later on in the episode, they say, oh, well, later when the strippers came.
I know. I mean, do we have to worry about these girls?
I'm like, okay.
They're probably going to get kicked out of Dubai after this season. I mean,
after everything comes down. Sarah says some people in Dubai who are Arab cover up, but it is cultural and you can actually dress however you want.
I've heard that. I have a family friend that goes there all the time. And she's like, it's not like that.
But then my other question that I had is at the end when they have the dinner and everyone's supposed to wear pastels, not even the host was wearing pastels.
I'm like, okay.
Like, what was happening?
It's kind of like the stylist for Bravo when we do our reunion. They're like, okay, we're doing all pastels. And I'm like, I can't find a dress. And she'd send me a black one. How about this one? And I'm like, what?
Oh, Marisol. Was that her name?
I can't remember. We used to call her Galinda because her name was something close to that.
And then in the fight, you start to see Caroline Stansberry. You can see how much she dislikes Ian.
Yeah, I feel like Ian's going to be the problem the entire season.
But also, how housewives is it that while they're sitting there, at lunch, the other girl calls to talk crap about the person she's eating lunch with? I mean, all in all, I think it's a good show.
Oh, I think it's great. I'm excited.
I mean, I think it's good.
It's a different feeling.
But I wish... I need to dig into, because what everybody's saying is, you know, you can tell they've had this long types of relationships from the past. I want to dig into that a little bit more so that I can fully understand the dynamics. Yeah. Because I can't just tell, because I went and looked at them all on Instagram and they all have really big Instagram followings for being first season housewives.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So they're obviously, you know, Insta famous in Dubai already. So is that how they know each other, through Instagram? Are they like truly close friends, or are they just like the socialites of Dubai? Because there's parts of it that didn't feel that natural, like they're longtime friends.
Right. Didn't we ask Caroline and she said there was only maybe one that she was close with? They really cast.
Right, but she could have
really
just
cast around her, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I think. And I think next week looks like they're going to really bring in the drama.
Yeah. They were already kind of bringing in the drama. And I'm like, okay, either these girls are firecrackers or they've watched a lot of housewife shows and they think they have to act a certain way.
Yeah. But I think next week you start to see things with Sergio and Caroline, like, get into it a little bit. And I don't know. I just think we got a long way to go.
We got a long way to go. I wonder how many episodes, do you know?
I actually don't know, but we should find that out. But I think it was interesting. Fan thoughts were, Ian is so full of herself. I think the fans are going to be, like when we were talking about Diana earlier, I think in regards to this show, I think people are either going to love Ian or despise her. I think she's going to be
the Noella from Orange County. People either love her or hate her.
Yeah, but I think the difference with, I don't think that Noella necessarily was trying to be malicious sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Ian, like, is trying, like, everything that she says and every confessional, she is going for it.
How much more can she talk about herself?
Even when she was like doing the cheer, we thought she was doing a cheers and she actually just wanted to talk more crap to Brooks.
I know. I mean, and who actually is in a group conversation and saying, I wasn't there that night. We're not talking about.
And then they're like, well, Sarah wasn't there either. And we're still talking about it.
Who says that? Like, who says that? Like, that's.
And you know what? Keep it up and you're not going to be at many of these places.
I know. But I think it's a good dynamic that there's so many girls from different parts of the world and it's pretty interesting just to see a totally different culture.
I agree. And then next fan thoughts, loving the cast except for Chanel. Well, now Ayan is coming off too conceited and I can't tell if it's fake for TV or real.
That's how I feel too.
That's what you just said.
Yeah, you just said, I can't tell if she's doing this just because there's got to be some balance with her. Like, people are going to hate her if she continues like this. So
I like it, but I hope the rest of the season seems more and less self-produced than the first episode.
Yeah, more real and less self-produced. Yeah, I think they're new. I think they've probably watched every single franchise, and it's a problem.
But this is what I told you last night on our group text. I said to you guys, and like everybody said that Twitter disagreed with me thinking that. Like, yeah. You know, on our, you know, yeah. They're like, no, Twitter is loving it, saying it feels so natural. To me, it does feel a little bit contrived.
They're brand new. They just started.
Oh, how do you feel about the full body confessionals where you see people's feet?
I kind of liked it. I feel like they're just relaxing at home.
I thought it looked beautiful, but then I was very noticing of like how people were sitting. Like, you know, normally when we did our confessionals, or you're doing it for Girls Trip or whatever, we're like fancy on the top and then it's like sweats on the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time I don't even have shoes on, a blanket over my lap,
but
Apple box next to me.
They're having to sit there for, you know, whatever it is, 8 hours and think about like, are my legs crossed? Am I sitting in an appropriate way? Like,
do you think they're doing it at a soundstage with a backdrop, or do you think they're doing it at their house?
I think they're doing it at their houses, but who knows? It looks beautiful.
Because you can normally tell when you're at a soundstage and they do a backdrop on there on the green screen.
Yeah, to me, it looks like it's at their
house. They're at home.
But we should DM Caroline and ask.
Well, I'm excited to have some of these girls on. Who do you want on first?
I mean, I feel like we've got to start with somebody that's a little bit, you know, so I kind of want Ayan on.
I do too. She's a firecracker.
Because I want to know if she would come on and act like that to us immediately. Like, is she going to come in and just be, bam.
She's a big personality. Big. Every show needs an Ayan or Chanel.
I think every show needs that. But the only thing we need to see from her to understand is a closeness with one of the women. Because right now you can tell that Lisa, who I like, is kind of just tolerating her at this point.
Yeah.
You can tell she's like,
well, I'm sure she's pissed off a few of those girls.
Next question. I mean, next fan thought was mixed feelings, but Sergio is hot.
He is. I think he was used to be a soccer player or in Spain.
Yeah.
Didn't she tell us that when she was on?
Yeah. And then the last one was, those girls are mean.
I don't think so. Some of them were just so sweet.
But here's the thing. Well, I don't know that any of them were so sweet the entire time.
Not the entire time, but you saw them as a mom and being sweet with the kids and all that.
But if you want to see women behaving proper, like well, and being empowering and loving to each other all the time,
go to Lifetime.
Do not watch The Housewives.
Right. It's never been about that. That's what annoys me when people go, oh my God, you're so mean. Oh my God, you're a pot stirrer. Oh my God, change the channel, because that's what this show is about.
You know what you're signing yourself up for. So it's just very confusing when that kind of thing happens.
I know. We have some crazy housewife headlines. Crazy. Like, a lot went down in housewife.
So let's take a little break. World. We'll come right back to do it. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal.
Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
So we're back. Let's do a little housewife headlines, which they've been really
off the hook between Beverly Hills, even Orange County, and now one a crossover housewife story. Ramona Singer leaks Teresa and Louis' wedding date location. She literally, I saw the video, I'm sure you guys have all seen it, where she literally pans over the invitation, which was beautiful. And it shows, it also showed a code to get into her registry.
Like, I mean, well, that isn't that bad of a thing. I mean, like, if she's going to get a lot of extra gifts.
Well, but she's not asking for gifts. She's actually asking for money for the honeymoon. And I was going to ask your opinion on that. At a wedding, when you're getting married, I didn't ask for gifts when I got married. I got married, you know, at 40. And it was my third wedding. It just kind of felt weird. But
so I can say that in my first marriage, I wanted to. Because we didn't have any money. My first husband.
Of course,
and I,
your first wedding.
Yeah, yeah. Like what, when I, you know, I was like 22 years old or whatever, and we didn't have any money. And I wanted to. I remember saying to my friends and my ex-husband, like, can we ask for, instead of gifts, donations toward our first home together?
Yeah.
And it was something I was, you know, I wanted to. And everybody's like, no, you can't.
Well, I think that's a very, I think you can. I think it's a very East Coast. Like when I got married, my friends that are from New York, they literally gave us thousands of dollars. Like, and they're like, I'm like, guys, what are you doing? And like, yeah. we're fine. We're established. And they're like, no, that's what we do.
And well, that's what I wanted to do, but I was told no, but the money for the honeymoon at this stage in the game.
Well, he's flaunting like private jets and things like that. It just didn't come across to me like, really? I would be like, if you want to do something, like donate.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you have too many kitchen supplies already and you don't want to.
I mean, he's always in a designer shirt, even if it's a freaking t-shirt.
Yeah, just say in lieu of gifts, please donate to this charity. That, I totally see it. If you're young and you can't afford a honeymoon and, or if you're not established and whatever it is that I see, but if you're in this stage of the game where who knows how much money Teresa makes at this point, Louis is giving the illusion that, you know, even though we found out about him having to step down from his job or whatever it is,
there's money coming from somewhere. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I would love to know what happened after this. So basically, Ramona just put on Instagram the most exotic wedding invitation I've ever seen. And I've seen a ton. What are you doing? What are you thinking?
Like, it's the most Ramona thing ever to do.
It is a Ramona thing. What happened afterwards? I know she deleted it. Did she get a call from Teresa?
We have to find out tonight.
We have to ask.
Yeah. We have to figure it out. I mean, you've got to think if Teresa gets mad by reading like clickbait, then she's going to get pissed that somebody released.
But I tell you, there was some eagle-eyed fans because I even tried to pause it. I'm like, it's Lucite for one. So it's see-through and the writing's very hard to see. I'm like, they really had to like freeze frame it and like zoom in. And I'm like, oh, these people can find out anything.
Of course they can.
Anything.
Well, speaking of people that can find out anything, Heather Dubrow and Shannon confirm return for Real Housewives of Orange County season 17. Heather Dubrow and Shannon have officially confirmed their return for season 17 with a photo posted on social media. Heather shared the selfie on her Instagram story of her and Shannon proving that they'll be back for another season. Unfortunately, the photo did not reveal much about where the women were filming and what they were doing. Hold on. Were they actually filming?
Okay. I'm just going to say the story's bullshit. Heather did post a picture saying season 17, whatever, with her and Shannon. However, they're not filming yet. And as far as I know, nobody knows who's coming back yet. So I think it was they were out to dinner. They just did it to get people talking. But do I think they're going to be back? Yes. I think Heather and Shannon will 100% be back. And it was just, you know, something snarky that she did. But the thing is,
especially because wasn't she eating with multiple of
them?
Well,
that's what I was going to say next is that they actually, from what I've heard, Heather called this dinner or I think it was actually a lunch and all the girls were invited except for Noella. And so they were there for many, many hours, but she only posted a picture of her and Shannon saying season 17. And I thought, oh God, could you imagine what that made the other girls feel like?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably on purpose. In her mind, she feels like she's the shoe-in and Shannon's a shoe-in. And then the other ones, from what we're reading all over the world wide web,
I know
it doesn't look great.
You mean for Gina?
I read about that. I read about Dr. Jen and Noella.
Well, listen, I don't think any decisions have been made at all. I think everybody, from what I have heard, nobody knows anything yet. And hold on. I think about a month ago, somebody threw out there that Gina was being fired, and it just kind of bounced around, and now people are holding on to it. So I don't know where it came from, but I'll be shocked if she gets fired.
I'm gonna correct what, in my opinion, I think decisions have been made, but it hasn't been expressed to those housewives.
Yeah. When they say decisions have not been made, that's just them saying we're not ready to let people tell you yet. Yeah.
But the thing that's a little bit brutal is when the rumors start like months early, and then you're just waiting. So it's when it happened,
that happened
to you.
To me. It happened to me. So what happened is that probably a month or so before, there was a lot of rumors swirling that I was going to get fired. And I never at that point thought I was going to get fired prior to that month. And then when I went to BravoCon, which was, I think, right before the reunion, there was, you know, I was on a panel and there was a guest out in the audience. This audience was huge. And one stood up and said, "Don't you think it's time for you to leave?" And I was
and
like,
you know, they bring those people up at BravoCon.
I know. So then on Watch What Happens Live once, I had said when Vicky took the friend role way back when, I'm like, I don't think that I would take the friend role after seeing what Vicky had gone through. Right.
Yeah.
And they brought it up on Watch What Happens Live. There was a question on Watch What Happens Live. So I feel like some things are calculated, but I don't know where it came from. It could have been, you know, some blogger just putting out some BS and it stuck. It went viral. So I feel bad for Gina because it's got to be the worst feeling in the world not knowing. You know, for all I know, she does know. Who knows? But not knowing and having all these rumors swirl that you're going
to
be fired.
And then not being able to address it. Yeah. But if you were to guess, who do you think's not coming back?
I would say Dr. Jen. For sure. But, you know, who knows what they think? She's cheap. Yeah. You know, when you first started, you're cheap. So why not give her another season? Especially going through a divorce. So I don't know. I never know. I used to be able to predict. And now it's everything's so different. So I don't know. We'll see soon.
And then the next thing that was everywhere this past week was the doxing. And do you know what doxing means?
No.
The sharing of somebody's phone number.
You mean with Lisa Rinna?
Yes, with Lisa Rinna. And I don't even want to mention the other person's name, because I think obviously that person did that so that they could get more followers and
views. Oh, 1,000%. When somebody says on Instagram, "I've consulted with my attorneys, da 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 da." First of all, if you are talking with an attorney, the first thing they're going to tell you is do not speak about this publicly at all.
And then don't post a picture about it. And then also, even if he was doxxed, why is he doxxing her back?
Yeah. And how does he have her number?
That's the part that's left up to speculation, because
she does not know him?
She does not know him. No.
So Lisa Rinna exposed his phone number first. So he exposed her phone number second, or was it opposite?
She put up a text message between the two of them, but I don't think she knew who it was. And then it did it to her. And then now they were both getting thousands of phone calls, and then there was more posts. And
I did that once on accident.
Yeah.
So I had a cast member that was, I don't know, maybe a one season cast member. And
I can't remember who.
I think, yeah, I know who she is, but I didn't give her any clout. So she had texted me and we were texting, but I didn't have her phone number saved to my phone. That's how close we were. Let's just put it that way. And I was in Mexico and I was having a shit season, and she said I was lying about something. So I literally post the text message between her and I. And because she wasn't safe, her phone number came up on it. And I got a call from Andy Cohen. He's like, "You've literally exposed her phone number. Like, this is not good." Like, I was scared. I'm like, shit, I'm going to get fired.
Yeah. I mean, when I was getting all those social media attacks, like whatever it was 2 years ago, somebody exposed Edwin's phone number.
Oh.
And I can't even tell you
I mean, he wasn't like, we joke. I'm like, in the total of 3 years, you were probably on the show 16 minutes. And he probably got like 1,000 phone calls a day. Like I would just hear, and he's just like, hey, actually, every, hi, hello.
That's like, funny.
I'm like, and finally, I'm like, are you going to change your number? Like, what is happening?
I, the very early days of Housewives, I would have to change my number almost every year. Somehow your phone number would get out there. And yeah, somebody wrote my phone number on a wall or something like that in, probably in a bathroom wall.
It was you drunk.
In San Francisco. Like for a good time.
No.
Yes. So. And I would get nonstop calls. I finally am like, okay, this is enough. I'm just going to change my number.
Well, that's kind of it. I mean, other than that, I mean, we already talked about the Denise Garcelle thing at the Ivy. That was the other big housewife headline.
What do you think about Caroline Stansberry saying that she thinks Lindsay Lohan could have a career in the Bravo world?
You know what? I agree.
It would be interesting.
I think where they, I mean,
maybe a friend. I don't think she should be a housewife.
I think it would be hard for her to be a full-time housewife.
Yeah.
That being said, you know, Dina Lohan and I are DM buds now.
I'm friends with her.
You are?
We used to what's up together. Was that what that app called? Where we would actually Lindsay Lohan. So what happened was I became friends with Dina on Facebook way back in the day. And then, so then she would be like, text me. So I would text her. And then Lindsay had my number. And she's like, you should not text on your regular phone. You should use, what's it called? WhatsApp. Yeah. And I go, why? She goes, because it can't be traced. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, she's the one that told me to download the app. So like, if you're in a lawsuit or something like that, they can't trace that app.
I don't think that was, I think she's talking about BlackBerry Messenger or something.
No.
Because WhatsApp, it's not like it deletes, right?
Yeah, but it can't be used against you.
But text can't either.
Oh, yes, they can.
They can?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
when I was in that lawsuit, they took all my text messages.
Oh, yeah. And
I
guess with the Johnny Depp trial, they used all those. You're right. I'm wrong. I say I'm wrong.
Because it's like an international app or something like that. So I don't know. So we would chat back and forth.
I'd be fine with her being on. I want to see what she's up to. But I do remember when she was on that last, I think it was on Oprah's network, she had a reality television show.
She did.
And I was intrigued. But then I mean, who knows? It's like on the internet, it's hearsay. But I like read, it was like, she was, you know, who knows where she is in her life right now, but I would like to see it.
Yeah. I always think of her as being some young girl, and I have a feeling she's probably in her 40s by now.
I have a feeling she's only a couple years younger than me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the end of that. I'm going to see you tonight. Should we cause some trouble, do some Instagram lives and
yes.
get to the bottom?
I need you to take pictures too.
I know while you're on stage.
Yeah.
I know. What am I going to say? Nervous. Like, what is our plan? Like, I'm just coming to promote the twats and,
I don't even have the plan. That's the problem. That's why I'm nervous. I need my plans like the night before. So I print them out. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing, all that stuff. I have a feeling I'm probably just going to be like, and the winner is. I do hear that they're going to play clips from the Ultimate Girls Trip.
Ooh.
I haven't seen any clips.
Well, that's going to be juicy. Also, if you guys are wondering why you're listening to this pod, why we didn't recap Atlanta, it was because Atlanta wasn't on this week.
Yeah.
But don't you worry.
Oh, yeah.
We will be back recapping that after next week's episode.
Yeah. So, they took a break for Memorial Weekend and they'll be back next Sunday, I believe, right?
Yep. And still no Kathy on RHOBH.
What is going on? Oh, she was negotiating her contract during this time.
Well,
right?
This is when I think Paris was getting married.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking that's where that time frame lines up. But when do we think she is going to join the party?
When do you think? Do you know?
No. And I don't know because I don't know time frame. You know, it's it's so long ago. I can't remember. But all right, you guys, make sure to write us a review.
Yes.
And
if you like us or not, let us know.
Let us know.
And we know that Teddy yells And they know that I can't speak proper grammar, so you don't have to tell us that anymore.
Yeah, we know. Other than that, come up with new shit. Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.